This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Following the serial storms slamming into the Pacific coast from San Diego to the north of California onto Oregon and Washington, we begin, however, with Bliss's memory of the night in which it rained so hard he looked out the back window and had flashbacks to the time that he was a crew member on the Nautilus for Disney, deckhand Bliss. Jeff, you communicated that it was coming down in sheets, and then you used the Australian word bucketing. How long did it last, pummeling you, and did it hit the roof hard? Were you worried about leaks? Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, John. Wasn't really worried about leaks. We had have a pretty solid situation when it comes to that. But the rain was so loud it would wake you up in the middle of the night. And you would actually have to close the windows if you had them open during the day, so some of the far windows, because it was so noisy. But you'd go outside and it was just sheets and sheets of rain coming down. And that's why in some parts of California, it came down so much of it came down so quickly. It oversaturated the ground. You had landslides, mudslides. You had trees uprooted because the soil could no longer hold them. But where we were, it was just a very intense rain. It was almost probably one of the most intense rains I've ever been through.
The meteorologists are saying there's an eighth storm headed your way. They're calling them atmospheric river storms. And there's a ninth they can see headed your way. The eighth storm is going to hit from the Oregon border to San Diego, and especially along the coast as well as in the Sierra Nevada. The ninth storm is going to hit the northern Sierra, north of the Golden Gate region. So you're not in the target zone as we know right now, but let's review what damage has been done by the seven storms. First, in Orange County, traffic is returning to normal. People are back out. You didn't lose power. Is all that correct, Jeff?
That's correct. It's been drying out through today because we've not had rain today, the first day in a while. There are some areas up in the hills where we've had slides and we've had some flooding. But in Orange County and in southern L.A. County, it has not been that bad.
What about mudslides? Are they warning you? I remember years ago when I was in Orange County for a brief period, there was mudslides down at Newport. Newport, is that? I'm foggy about this. This is part of Orange County that's quite tony. And there were mudslides in that area. Have you had anything like that?
Not down in that area. We've had some slides up in the foothill areas here in Orange County. And then back where we've had some burn areas where we had fires before over the past couple seasons up in the hills and also in parts of L.A. County in the mountains there. But it's really been difficult for the folks in the Santa Barbara County area where they had significant burns and they also had bad landslide problems in previous years that had just not recovered yet. So you had the town of Montecito, which is adjacent to Santa Barbara, that was evacuated. And then there are parts of Santa Barbara that are either evacuated or under warning. And they're looking at that coming again because these next two storms will really add up.
There was a tornado in Calaveras County. Where is that, Jeff?
Calaveras County is up in Northern California. It's a bit east of Sacramento. It's in the gold country there where, the mining took place during the gold rush of 1849. And there are a lot of nice little communities up there, artistic communities, logging communities, resort communities. But the tornado that touched down there, which is a fairly rare occurrence in California, did do quite a bit of damage in the timber area out in the wilderness. Didn't impact any of the towns that I'm aware of, but it is something they're keeping an eye on because that could come back with the next storm.
Where is Capitola? That's been in the news for days now. It's a coastal city, isn't it?
That's right. It's a small town on the coast in the Monterey area, south of San Francisco Bay. Very lovely place, again, known for kind of an artsy community and tourism. And it's been hit very, very hard by these storms. It's washed out parts of the low-lying parts of the town, roadways, and the same up in Santa Cruz, which is not far away, which has been devastated in some parts with, these communities there along the coast have had their piers damaged or wiped out. They've had residences damaged, nearly destroyed. They've had town streets and infrastructure badly damaged. So, this is going to keep going for several days, and they think this is going to go in until mid-late January with these storms that keep coming in. So it's not over by a long shot.
Yes, seven atmospheric river storms. We really need names for these storms, Jeff. It's not acceptable to have anonymous atmospheric river storm. So we've got to work on that in future. Now, what we're seeing here, statistics are wonderful. Oakland has had 69% of its annual rainfall since Christmas. Now, either things are going to go back to drought or they're going to be overwhelmed all year is my read on this. But let's give an award to Pacific Gas and Electric. After all of the criticism, the polite word, that PG&E has had, only 41,000 people in the system are reported off power after seven storms.
That's right. And they've had quite a bit of work to do, clearing branches, down trees, and other damage that came with the high winds, as well as the flooding and the slides. And that 41,000 is down from about 400, 450,000 people up in Northern and Central California. So they are making headway, but they are racing against the clock because they know these next two storms that are coming in are going to be tough for them. And that's one of the things right now, this past day or so, since it started to clear up a little bit, it's been a race against the clock to patch roofs, to put up sandbags, to dig out, you know, not just residences, but whole towns. So everybody is working around the clock to fix this.
The heaviest accumulations will be in the mountainous areas along the coast as well as Sierra Nevada. Now, you're at the edge of a mountainous area, right? The rain comes off those hills and goes to the sea through Orange County.
Well, yeah, where we are really, you know, we've got a few hills around us, but when you get the hill, when you get the mountains like the Santa Cruz Mountains, which are on the west side of San Francisco Bay, particularly in the south western part of San Francisco Bay, it pops up there and you get a lot of rain, but it really, when it gets to the Sierras, is when it turns into the snow when it hits the cold air. But yeah, you know, we do get that ridge that comes in and it just drops a lot of rain on us here as well.
You don't think this series of storms is related to P22, do you? Some kind of tribute from the rain gods to a famous mountain lion?
Yeah, good question. Maybe we made the gods angry. I'm not sure. No, that hasn't come up at all, even though there's a big P22 event coming up that sold out. They sold out the Greek Theater in Los Angeles for the tribute. So, you know, we'll find out what they say there.
Yeah, 500 years from now, our successors will ask themselves one day, you know, this state used to be known California. When do you think they named it P22? Jeff Bliss. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch in the midst of seven atmospheric river storms with 8 and 9 inbound. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.